This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, 1 billion children, or half the world's youngsters, are victims of violence ranging from conflict and humanitarian crises to cyberbullying and recruitment by terrorist groups. That's according to UN expert Najat Mala Amjid, who advocates for governments, civil society and other stakeholders to put children at the heart of their policies. Ms. Amjid began her appointment as the UN Secretary-General's Special Representative on Violence Against Children in July and recently presented her first report to the UN General Assembly. Maya Yacoub asked her about progress in the global effort to protect children.
My first report really gave a broad picture about what is going on regarding, you know, ending violence against children. To date, you have more than 100 countries who are implementing national strategy regarding child protection. You have almost 60 countries who really have adopted legal framework banning all forms of violence against children. You have more and more coalitions within many key actors, including children themselves. You have in many countries also more evidence-based information. But you have 1 billion of children who is still facing violence worldwide. It means half of children worldwide. This is too much. And to add to this, many countries are facing many, many challenges. You have humanitarian crisis, you have conflicts, you have social protests, you have migration, you have an increasing number of refugees, you have all this violence online, including cyberbullying, child sexual exploitation online. You have also the enrollment of children in gangs. You have more and more armed violence that it's increasing in many countries. And you have also currently all this increasing of criminal organization and terrorist organizations that recruit children. And children, what is more important, they are not victims or witnesses, they are facing violence within internet, and violence becomes socially tolerated. And it is why, really, when we think about ending violence against children by 2030, we need to do more and more, faster and better, and we need to stop having commitments and slogans, but really to act and to assess what is going on grassroots.
If we were to compare the situation in the Arab region to the rest of the world, where do we lag behind?
It's very difficult because when we are speaking about Arabic region, it's not an homogeneous region. You have to take into account. You have rich countries, you have the developing countries, you have many regions currently who are facing all these increasing conflicts, humanitarian disaster, a huge number of refugees and of migrant children who are really fleeing from violence. You have also the big problem of social discrimination, social disparities. You have also the gender discrimination. You have a persisting harmful social norms. It's very difficult to rank. Violence is worldwide. But what is important regarding the Arabic region, I was just in Oman when we had wonderful Congress on violence against children in the Arabic region, and many things are going on. Regarding legislation, regarding national strategies, regarding also communication and raising awareness for changing social norms. But we need still to do more and to translate it really in concrete acts. This is very important. But in the meantime, you need to put an end to all these conflicts, because it's amazing what is going on currently. And regarding what's coming on currently in Lebanon, social protests, you have a lot. I think what is really important, children and youth are expressing themselves, and we need to see them not only as delinquents but really as actors of positive change, and to take into account really their demands.
To build on what you just said, you mentioned conflict around the world and children on the move. How do you tackle this subject to find a solution for it?
You know, child protection, even my mandate is a global advocacy mandate. I can't do my mandate alone. But what is important is how we can build links and we can have joint strategies, joint action within all the other key stakeholders. And in the same time, working also with civil society organizations, that it's very important, not only at global level, but also at local level, working with the child-led organization and initiative, and also using, you know, all these intergovernmental bodies that are located at regional level to make sure that children are really put at the heart of all the policies. Because if really we don't put children really at the heart of all this political agenda and translate it by concrete action and accountability mechanism and working very closely with children and seeing them as actors of all these policies, we are not going to be successful.
You have recently visited China, where you participated in the World Internet Forum. In a time where we see cyberbullying, and sometimes this cyberbullying is leading to children death, do you work with governments to counter this scourge?
Yes, I was in China and during this World Conference on Internet, and I had participated to the session on child protection online. And regarding, you know, what is going on, we have to never forget that also internet provide good opportunities for children, because they can learn, they can express, they can make their voice heard, and they also can show that it's possible, because they are, for me, actors of change. But in the same time, they are facing many challenges. And really to deal with all these challenges, that could be sexual exploitation online, cyberbullying, hate speech, radicalism, many things, what is important? Yes, we need to work, and I work very closely with government to make sure that the legislation considers this as crimes and really make the reporting on these crimes mandatory. This is very important. In the same time, we need to empower children and make them also aware and becoming a kind of peer-to-peer protection, because they are more aware about all the language, internet language, and us adults. And in the same time, the most important part is the ICT companies, how they can have a kind of safety in designing, protecting child's rights and protecting children, protecting their privacy. This is very important. And also working very closely with law enforcement agencies to make sure that all these criminals are held accountable. This is very important.
This year is very symbolic. First, it marks the 10th anniversary of your office mandate, the 30th anniversary of the Convention on the Right of the Child, and the first phase of implementation of Agenda 2030. What do you call for to ensure that children are not left behind?
Since I arrived 1st July, I didn't stop calling for making children at the heart of all the agenda. I hope that I am going to be listened. But in the same time, what is important is to ensure not only to having this commitment, this is good, but to make sure and to monitor that children are really part in the political agenda. And here also I work very, very closely with all the key stakeholders to have, you know, a kind of information, what is going on, what are the emerging trends, what are things that are going on, and what are the good practices. But for me, what is really more important is to also assess the bottlenecks. And also what is important is to identify, and we start having a mapping of these countries that are really doing their best. You have the political commitment and they are acting to provide them more visibility, to galvanize them and to make sure that they are on board and they will bring with them the other countries. This is very important for me.